Welcome back to Crunch Time. It's time for the Crunch Exchange, brought to you by the Josh Cooley team of Keller Williams Realty. Alex presents the prospectus. Steve lets us know if he's buying, selling, or if it's pending. Sell your home worry-free with Josh Cooley, Keller Williams Realty.
That's a pretty loud bell. Welcome back.
Final authoritative.
Final segment of Crunch Time on a Wednesday means it is time for the Crunch Exchange. I, Alex, am going to give Steve some prospectuses, and he's going to tell us if he's buying or selling said prospectuses.
Prospecti the plural of prospectuses?
It's cacti. I don't know. Literally, the way I opened the Crunch Exchange last week was this, and this is an exact quote. Usually I start off with the Blazers here, but I don't really see the point. Here is the only opinion to have. Last night killed their will and soul. The Blazers are done. Can we say that applies again to a couple nights ago and move on? Yep. Okay. Then let's get to some baseball.
I say we use last week's and see if I remember.
just do the same one. Okay. The Seattle Mariners having a hell of a season so far. Currently first place in the AL West. Robinson Cano absolutely raking. Steve Cishek and their revamped bullpen have been lights out. Walker is, you know, having a breakout year. Hitters are getting on base. Other hitters are actually driving them in, which is a very foreign concept for the Mariners. New GM Jerry DePoto spent much of the offseason building depth, so when guys like Nelson Cruz and Cano aren't hitting, other guys have been stepping up to fill in the void. They actually look like they could be a playoff team again, something they haven't been since the infamous 2001 season, in which they tied with the 1906 Cubs, Ottoman Empire times, for the most regular season wins ever, beat the Indians in the ALDS, then promptly got eliminated by the Yankees in the ALCS.
The 15-year
playoff drought, the longest in baseball, looks like it could be on the verge of ending. The prospectus, this year's Mariners squad will be able to keep this going, will win the AL West, and will be a playoff team.
By the way, is it really on the verge of ending on May 11th? I think my common theme here is if you're Houston, Texas, or Seattle, I still think the Astros are going to make a run. I don't buy the Angels and the A's.
Why would you?
They all benefit from each other being good, not great, and not exceptionally deep. I think if Seattle stays healthy, and I think you hit the key, their starting is good. Their bullpen looks really strong. By the way, watch on cue. What is it, 5-5 now? By the time this segment ends, they will probably have blown the game.
They're going to blow a lead.
Now, I can't dismiss them, so I guess I got to go pending with this one.
Ted, my boy, it's going to be legend. Wait for it.
Well, if it is true, then it is indeed going to be legendary. Steph Curry won his second consecutive MVP award yesterday. Riley Curry called out media members, holding up two fingers, pointing at them and staring them down.
Awesome.
Frankly, I think she's a bad egg, but, you know, Obama's America, am I right? Back to her dad. He's the 13th player to ever be consecutive MVP, the first ever to be unanimous league MVP, getting all 131 first-place votes. This obviously should have happened before, but for some reason there wasn't random writer in Milwaukee voting for the Greek freak because he really likes Greek food or something this year. Both Tracy McGrady and Charles Barkley aren't really sold on the merits of the unanimous MVP Steph just got, though, as they both individually said on different shows that he only won it because, clearly the best player because the NBA's product is watered down. Barkley said it's the worst he's ever seen it. McGrady pointed out that when Jordan and Shaq played, there were more stars and thus it was harder to achieve. When you think back to those times, you had guys like Magic, Bird, Iverson, Malone, Hakeem, maybe David Robinson, who were legit MVP candidates. Nowadays, you have guys like LeBron, Durant, James Harden, CP3, maybe an Anthony Davis. Good, not exactly on the same level, but what say you? The prospectus, Steph Curry only won the unanimous MVP this year because the league is watered down.
I sell that without a problem. There was really no other choice. Sell it.
Fair enough. NBA playoffs, specifically Spurs Thunder series, has been marked by some incredibly bad officiating. Generally, your policy is to not bang on officials because there are other chances and games for teams to win, and one bad call doesn't really change the outcome. But you might not be able to say that with the Spurs Thunder series. About a dozen blown calls both ways to end that game a couple of games ago, which the Thunder ended up winning, and then the blown no call that directly led to a game-sealing three-point play last night. Both of those calls or non-calls directly leading to two Oklahoma City wins, and now the Thunder are actually one win away from knocking out the Spurs, who finished with one of the best regular season records in NBA history. Now the NBA reviews the end of every single game that is played, and they admitted that calls were blown, because no duh they were, but some have said more needs to be done. The prospectus, the officiating crew for the Spurs and Thunder series needs to be disciplined by the NBA.
Huh. Well, for openers, for all the Spurs fans or just the whiners in general, fourth quarter last night, Aldridge went 1 of 4, Parker 1 of 5 from the field. They shot 62% from the line, got out, rebounded 12-8, lost by 4. Yeah, it's the ref's fault. They don't need to be disciplined. They just need to have more of an evaluation and maybe sterner downside if their evaluation number is lower. So I'm going to sell that.
Your Knicks are in need of a new head coach, and your Knicks, I don't know, best player? Carmelo Anthony, is he the best player of the day? I don't know. Anyway, he made his opinion known on whom he thinks the Knicks should hire to be the next head guy, and that is former Cavs coach David Blatt. Blatt has also told the media that it would be a great fit for the Knicks and has a lot of interest in coaching them. The only guy who apparently hasn't commented on the issue is the guy who actually has to make the hire, Phil Jackson, who, according to many reports, is only interested in promoting interim coach Kurt Rambis to the head job and hasn't actually engaged in any interviews or any coach search of any kind yet. Now, that brings to bear the main crux here. Would Blatt be the best option? Melo points to his international experience and how that would work well with Porzingis, and also to the fact that he took the Cavs to the finals last year, had them as one of the best teams in the East when he was fired this year. The prospectus, the Zen master should pursue David Blatt.
I don't even think it's close. He's the most successful coach available out there who, like you just said, won a conference and was probably on his way in how weak the East is this year to getting them at least this far. Why not? That's who I would go for. Buy it.
One of the best things to happen on Earth this week was when the band Smash Mouth answered a simple post by the NFL's Twitter page that said Marshawn Lynch should be considered for the NFL's Hall of Fame. Smash Mouth's response, hell effing no. Well, you can imagine the 12s on Twitter didn't much care for that opinion, so they decided to go after Smash Mouth with an array of tweets stating that Lynch's career is the same length as theirs, asking if they think they'll be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They responded by saying no, but their career has been 20 years, his is 20 seconds, and that he should block someone once in a while and not take plays off. Then someone brought up that Smash Mouth are 49ers fans, saying their last hit song was as long ago as the Niners' last Super Bowl win, to which Smash Mouth said, and I quote, "Yes, because winning the Super Bowl is so easy, you can be on the 2-yard line and..."
Oh, snap.
Then they compared Roger Craig to Lynch, pointing out that Craig had more yards and touchdowns and will not be in the Hall of Fame, so Lynch shouldn't as well. The prospectus from this, Steve. All this hilarity and ridiculousness aside, you think Marshawn should be considered for the Hall of Fame?
He's a 4-year wonder, and he will be considered for the Hall of Fame. He just ain't getting in the Hall of Fame, so I'm going to sell that one. And that's not just simply based on me wanting to tick off the 12s. That's an actual honest analysis, something the 12s would never understand because they're deluded morons. All right.
It was actually pretty funny because the 12s went after Smash Mouth, kept talking about how bad their music is, kept talking about how long it's been since they've had a hit, and Smash Mouth just
would not
engage in that at all. They're just like, yeah, we're having a discussion about Marshawn Lynch. We think he's a bum. He is a bum. He's not going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, a bum not a Hall of Famer.
I'm exaggerating, putting words in their mouth, but you know my point.
I'm thinking we could probably meet in the upper part of the middle there. Lynch had those 2,000-yard seasons with Buffalo, you know, where he was averaging about 65, 70 yards a game, 4 terrific seasons with the Seahawks. Then he retired. Plus, he's also a bag, so no, he doesn't get in.